Yeah, Moonzet. Shit, yeah. Okay. What's up, Street Dogs? Street Gods, Street Dogs. ASMR Dogs. Hercules. It's possible that we could just create a whole new vlog. Purely on ASMR.
Maybe not. Okay, so some quick thoughts. Good clones, bad clones. So the general idea I got is, whoa, beautiful sunrise. Actually, it's a funny thing. Eat the rich, gluten free. The rich has too much trans fats. Probably don't want that. I almost wonder if this like whole vegan nonsense, plant-based stuff is like the new margarine butter. You know, it's like they found out that margarine is healthier for you, then they found out all these hydrogenated vegetable oils is actually positively bad for us. Maybe same thing with all this pea protein nonsense stuff. So, so good clones, bad clones. So certainly sooner or later we're inspired by somebody. But my idea and suggestion is maybe what we should try to do is only clone the best and also clone people like super ancient, right? So don't clone any modern day YouTuber or person. The best people to clone is people from the past. So, you know, pre-Socratics, philosophers, great entrepreneurs, Howard Hughes, yay, Elon Musk, like creme de la crop, right? And I think it's a important thing because there's this like weird thing about like style, right? So style, stylist, you know, your pen marks, whatever. So I mean, sooner or later, I mean, we're photographers, right? We all use the same tools. So aesthetically, whatever aesthetics you create is gonna kind of look like somebody else, and that's okay because even, Cartier Bresson, he is copying Martin Muneschki or what as, right? Picasso was teaching, copying his teachers. Da Vinci was following his mentors. So eventually everybody copies from someone else. And I think it's a good thing. It's tracing, copying, etc. It's all good for creativity. I think maybe what I find is bit superficial and maybe not good is when we try to copy people's who's just trying to vie for attention. And it's a little bit like I see it, right? When people's like so desperate for attention, I think it's okay, but I don't know, it just looks a little bit sad. It's like when people are so desperate to get affirmation from others, the closest word I would say is maybe like pathetic. Pathetic, pathos, suffering, pati, patina. I wonder if it's all the same word. So as a result, everyone is trying to distinguish them. Okay, Apple Vitrines Project. This is pixelated. You gotta fix that. EK notices everything. And so yeah, I think it's just kind of sad is that like everybody is trying to, you know, distinguish themselves. And if everyone's trying to distinguish themselves in the same way, the sad thing is we just all end up becoming the same. Even my critique of modern day societies is, oh, some of these look new. my critique of modern day society is there's kind of this march towards the I call it like the medianization of society. Like, everyone wants everyone to be the same, right? So we see this a lot with the, you know, this march towards androgyny. It's kind of a, I mean, like, certainly everyone could be whatever they want. What does it mean? Right? What does it mean, guys? Steve Jobs in the flesh, Mark II. Okay, so so eventually the big issues here is like, one is not allowed or permitted to be distinct in a non-standardized way. So for example, this is where like tolerance and stuff is weird, because like, everyone's supposed to be tolerant, but you're not allowed to be intolerant. But can you be tolerant about intolerance, or can you be intolerant about tolerance? It's very interesting. Tolerance, tolerate, if you think about physics, right? It's just like, how much weight can one, like, the tolerances of a bridge, right? Like, let's say the semi that's going over it is like 10,000 pounds. Hopefully the bridge could sustain 100,000 pounds or 1,000,000 pounds, right? So for example, like, come on guys, like, I'm from the Bay Area, I took out my 510 air code, went through the uber liberal education, I still vote Democrat. Like, even, it's like a bad thing, even like, I'm just like, this stuff's all BS, right? I studied sociology at UCLA, which is like, what, 90% women, essentially sociology of the family. It's essentially like a women's studies course, right? And, you know, also I have like a single mom that is, so I feel like I'm actually a good use case. And so the problem is, I'm not allowed to make other people feel uncomfortable. So I walk around topless. I'm like, shouldn't you tolerate my strange behavior? Yeah, but that might be, so people who get easily offended or easily intolerant, I'm like, bro, use the intolerant one, right? And also the funny thing too, oh wow, nice moon there, right? Oh, shout out to the Shea, this hotel is very good. Stay here if you're in Culver City, you might see Eric Kim. All right, so, oh yeah, oh, also fun fact, HBO Max, HBO's is owned by Warner Brothers Discovery, the big red building on Venice, and yeah, it's a good medias. So yeah, like, I find a lot of this gender, I mean, gender is sociological, sex is biological. And the reason why this is such a important, so in American English, we don't like to say the word sex, right? Because it just like invokes like Victorian notions, like, oh, you can't be having sex, so bad, right? So even when it comes to the babies, right? It's like, oh, what's the gender? What is the gender of you? It should, okay, if you're critical, we should use the word sex. Like, do you know what the sex of the baby is? But the word sex, it kind of doesn't roll off the tongue. Gender, it's a little bit softer. So my thought is, typically the linguistics of whatever said, it just kind of marches towards what's easier to say. So for example, Caucasian, right? Versus white, easier. African American versus black. Brown. I'm like, bro, if anyone ever calls my kid brown, I'm finna I never punch nobody in the, I went in boxing. Gonna put on my white gloves and gonna smack around a fool, alright? So yeah, and I think, I mean, like, I don't know, maybe I'm the intolerant one, right? But anyways, everything kind of like kind of annoys me, right? And that's, I mean, that's okay, right? Oh, yeah. Love that art piece. And actually, I think the big thing with art, right? Just needs to be, like, more happy and joyful and jubilant. Even, like, the ice cream factory. Oh, wow, that car's cool. Like that. Yeah, it's kind of nice. Eric Kim supports happiness. Get some yellow amber fog lights in my car, so gangster, right? So anyways, I still feel like, okay, so the reason why ethics is such a important thing in today's world, I think technology is a little bit tapped out. Ethics is the new march, right? So for example, Zoom calls. Is it ethical when all of these losers are stuck in the little indoor cubicles at home? Haven't done left the house in like weeks, months, years, right? And then you're like on a nice ass hike, or you're in a beach in Malibu taking a nice, also fun fact, right? David Geffen is very underrated as a power player and entrepreneur and person, right? So even David Geffen, he bought like what, $150 million house in Malibu, and one of his quotes was like, essentially Malibu is heaven on earth, right? So go to the Getty Villa if you're in LA, it's lit. Also Tony Stark in the Iron Man original movies, I think in the film his little mansion thing is, it's in Malibu too, right? Malibu, super nice, right? And there's like this a really nice park, so you got kids, right? You're in LA. It's called the, what is it called? It's called the, oh, so there's a Will Rogers State Park in Malibu, which is nice. And it's called the Temescal Canyon. Temescal Canyon, just Google Maps it. Amazing, right? It's super nice. Yeah, something about being next to the water, the sea, the air, breeze. Beaches put people in a good mood. Beach is better, right? So yeah, spend more time at the beach. The reason why the beach bums are a lot happier, more natural lights next to the water. There's something very relaxing about the water. Oh, shout out to Juliet and Irving. Yeah. Apparently, Pedro Pascal from The Mandalorian also have dinner here. This place is super nice. Also, another pro tip, you know if an institution's super nice if the bathrooms are super designer, right? Yeah, aesthetics are nice. Yeah. Love the aesthetics here. Yeah, Cindy and I had date night here. I get the duck cigar rolls. Yeah, super good. Don't get anything else. Also another pro tip. Next time you go to a little fancy schmancy dinner, right? Like waiters, waitresses always trying to upsell you stuff. Have the audacity to just sit down with your wife, just order one or two entrees, nothing else, and they're gonna try to pressure you into getting alcohol, other stuff, and like, nah, I'm good. And then they try to pressure you, they're not allowed to kick you out. So yeah, no issues here. And my mom works as a waitress for whatever, right? And also most of the restaurants nowadays, it seems like they're actually not doing too hot, so any business is a good business. So yeah, I think a lot of social risk taking is actually centered around like going off script. And shout out to Terry Anderson and Mark Jepson, two of my UCLA professors who done taught me a lot. And actually the best thing about studying sociology as an undergrad, UCLA, is teaching yourself to unchain yourself from the system and to, you know, essentially think anew and to not be the same battery hooked up thing to the Matrix. I mean, the Matrix required viewing for anybody's because it's a good metaphor. I actually think that the only good films to watch are actually the philosophical ones. Even like I've been kind of meaning to watch a new Barbie movie. I haven't done it because I'd rather just be out doing stuff. Seems interesting because it's kind of a good metaphor about society and life. It's good. Just HBO Max it. Yeah, and actually, Anyways, so back to point. So good clones, bad clones. Some pro tips, you're going to start the YouTubies. Make the defaults where you have no comments, no views, no likes, whatevers. Because, I mean, the best way to think about the YouTubies, essentially it's free marketing for yourself and your platform. Just link back to your website. And just promote your name, firstnamelastname.com. Right? You could even do dashes. I mean, dashes are kind of different, but they're still indexed good. So you could be like, you know, so for example, I made a domain for my friend, Tim Flanagan, timothy-flanagan.com. It's better than like, you know, mysteriousimages.com or something, right? Your first and last name, use the designer product. If I start my own gym, I'm just going to call it Eric Kim or Eric Kim Gym or EK Gym. Hyphenate yourself, suckers. So yeah, even for a minute, a long time, people call me EK before I even started calling myself EK. And once again, it's just a kind of a simplicity thing. It's easier to just say shorter things than to say longer things, right? Yeah, and actually my personal thought is advancements in language is more towards simplification. It's just to like, you know, make things simpler. At the same time, I don't really like acronyms, because when people talk about acronyms, I have no idea what they're talking about, right? So it's kind of like this like in-group, out-group being, where they're like, oh, you don't know what that means? I'm like, no. It's like, oh, what's your IG, bro? I'm like, this is a funny thing too. It's like, when people say something like that, just be like, even if you know what it is, I don't know what that is, right? People are like, what's your IG? I'm like, what's IG? And if you're still on Instagram, get off of it, delete it. It's like eating McDonald's hamburgers. It's like, do you want people to publicly know that you eat McDonald's? And actually, even some of like my smart, educated friends, like, it's like they get high off the marijuanas and they order like McDonald's delivery. I'm like, y'all's, yeah. Just, and also another pro tip. I'll tell you what you eat, I'll tell you who you is. Another good thing about having a Costco membership is Costco is good because oh wow, look at these running groups in the morning. Good kinetic energy. Yeah, kinetic artists is a good idea. I also like vlogging because you're just walking while vlogging, and it's pretty fun. Oh yeah, a lot of people running. Good vibes. So I think moving forward into the futures, moving is good. Ideally the best car is no car. After that, 2010 Priuses get used on Craigslist. You could get a used 2010 Prius for what? $7,000? It's like the steal of a century, guys. Don't be a loser in a G-Wagon. Arrangement in which you're sitting and sedentary is positively bad. Real men are bipeds and be walking, right? And also another funny thought I had too, right? Everyone's buy the red Ferrari, the yellow Lamborghini, right? Like, it's cheaper to just buy a yellow shirt or red pants, right? Even like you want to start in your yoga class, right? Just get like flame red, you know, Lululemon shorts, right? Or like bright yellow or high-vis orange. I actually really like high-vis orange. And also the reason why Bitcoin is the best, it's got the best color, the high-vis orange. It seems that in modern-day society, actually, the bright orange is actually the best color. And also look at the new Lamborghini Rovertos. The high-vis orange seems to be the color of the future. And also, like, one thing to think about, traffic cones. Traffic cones are, what, bright orange with the white reflectors for maximum visibility. And it seems that this is critical because, you know, you're working on a street, you're working on the 405, you don't want to get killed. I think time has shown that this bright orange is actually, in fact, the most attractive color and will prevent you from not dying. All right, so some random thoughts on AVP, the Apple Vision Pro. Like, am I gonna be the first street photographer to use AVP to vlog, or to walk around? Might be an interesting idea. Actually, some more practical use cases, I'm like, dude, AVP, Apple Vision Pro porn, POV, virtuality porn, that's actually a good use case. Or the Ray-Ban glasses, and or, like, I've already done seen people use GoPros to shoot porn, VR porn, whatevs. I don't know if they could use the Max technologies, whatever. So, it looks like the virtual reality 360 marketplace is becoming more robust. I mean, still the big issue here is the tedium of putting on a headset on your head is too much friction. Ultimately, unfortunately, fortunately, people still going to be on their iPhones. So I think maybe the better way to think about it is, good morning, the better way to think about it is, why don't we just like innovate with the devices we already got, like iPad Pro, iPhone Pro, rather than just buying another standalone device that's going to get outdated. Like, the reason why I think Apple Vision Pro is a bad idea is, like, can't you just use an iPhone or iPad to do spatial computing? Seems like a better strategy. And also, like, when it comes to technology devices, like, my thought is, like, is this going to encourage you to spend more time indoors or outdoors? And even simple thoughts I have with work, tech workers, working from home, whatever, right? Don't call it working from home. Call it working from the park or working from the beach. Like, just have an iPhone, iPhone Pro, 5G Verizon network, get an iPad Pro, the small one, 5G internet connection. Oh, wow. So beautiful. Yeah. In the end, just, don't force people to be working from inside their stuffy-ass houses. Allow them to work off the grid.